VOA News, I'm Joe Palca.
12, 11, 10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, all engine running. Liftoff, we have a liftoff, 32 minutes past the hour. Liftoff on Apollo 11.
It was 50 years ago today.
Tower cleared.
Okay, we got a roll program.
Neil Armstrong reporting the roll and pitch program, which puts Apollo 11 on a proper heading.
And that's what it took to achieve liftoff for Apollo 11 at 9:32 in the morning 50 years ago today. It would be 3 days later when the world would see man take his first footsteps on the moon as Mission Commander Neil Armstrong took his one small step.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
NASA invited two of the three Apollo 11 astronauts, Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins, to the Kennedy Space Center to mark the anniversary. Mission Commander Neil Armstrong, who took the first lunar footsteps, died in 2012. The Trump administration on Monday unveiled a new rule to bar almost all immigrants from applying for asylum at the southern border, requiring them to first pursue safe haven in a third country through which they had traveled on the way to the United States. This is Elizabeth Throssell, a spokeswoman for the United Nations Office of the High Commissioner for Refugees.
The point about this measure is that we believe that it really puts vulnerable people at risk, vulnerable families, and it's also undermining efforts across the region to devise a response that is coherent and collective to deal with the movement of people from especially the north of Central America towards the U.S.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Department of Justice announced it will not bring civil rights charges against the white New York City police officer involved in the chokehold death of an unarmed black man in 2014. Richard Donahue is the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of New York.
We determined that that was insufficient evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Pantaleo acted in willful violation of federal law.
New York police officers were attempting to arrest Garner, who was then 43 years of age, for selling untaxed cigarettes on the street. And when Garner resisted, asking officers not to touch him and battling their hands away, they restrained him. Garner, who was heard saying he could not breathe, died in the altercation that followed. The Department of Justice concluded there wasn't enough evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Daniel Pantaleo, the officer accused of killing Garner, had violated the Federal Civil Rights Act. To do so, Donahue said, the government would have had to prove that Pantaleo willfully used more force than he could have believed was necessary. The Democrat-led House of Representatives is set to vote today on a resolution condemning President Trump's racist comments directed at members of Congress in response to a series of tweets that President Trump issued attacking four lawmakers of color. Now, President Trump set off a firestorm of controversy on Sunday by tweeting that the lawmakers should go back and help fix the totally broken and crime-infested places from which they came, even though three of the four were born in the United States. Although many in the president's own party have condemned the comments, some have stepped forward to show their support. Liz Cheney is a Republican congresswoman from Wyoming.
When I hear the way they talk about...
He would love nothing.
We'll have that for you later on. House Minority Leader Steny Hoyer announced the vote set for today and said that he hoped Republicans would put country before party and vote in favor of the measure alongside Democrats. Turkey commemorated a three-year-old failed military coup on Monday as the fallout over the botched takeover deepens political divisions within the country and strains ties with its Western allies. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan attended events in the capital of Ankara to mark the anniversary of the coup attempt on July the 15th. He visited Armed Force Headquarters, the scene of bloody fighting. For more on all these stories, be sure to visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.